It's time for MIA. Music, idiots, alcohol.
Right now.
Hey, real quick, before we give it back to Jack, I do want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's checking his microphone over there. It's not working.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, Jack.
I want to thank everyone who came by.
Yeah.
At the barbecue cook-off this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Montgomery County Fair barbecue cook-off. It was phenomenal. We had a great time Saturday. It was a long time.
It was a long time. Man, that was a long walk.
But it was
walk.
A great time.
Wow,
but
was it ever.
And I do want to say, we were out there at the waste management booth, so we were like broadcasting remote live from waste management.
Managing the wastedness.
Yeah, with the trash talkers.
So the name of the cook-off team is the WM Trash Talkers.
Yes, great.
And I want to say, we did win first place. Won first place. I say we didn't cook.
They
nothing.
Won first place. We can take credit. We were there.
Yeah, we were there, right.
We were supporting them.
First place in desserts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and off. I want to point something out. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You weren't supposed to be looking.
Wow.
I want to point something out.
Yes.
You would think.
You know, we were at the
you
right.
You would think
tip.
That one of these two guys had something to do with that cooking. They didn't.
Well, no, we had something to do with the eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did the eating.
I tell you what, we really, had a lot really of great wrong. Barbecue ribs, brisket.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
It was excellent.
But
excellent.
The dessert was evidently number one
yes.
in Montgomery County 2025.
I used to play for out there at a tent every year for this group and for like 3 years in a row because the first year that they hired me on – they ended up winning it that year. And they're like, oh, you're our lucky charm. And then the next
back.
Year, they hired me, and they won again. And then the third year, they didn't win, and I haven't heard from them since.
No longer the lucky charm.
Right now, we need one of them cricket buttons where you push the button, all you hear is crickets.
Yeah.
So, all right, Jack, take it away, buddy. Take it away.
You got this, Jack.
Here's one off my Drasco EP. We always have a lot of fun with this one live. He asked me earlier what my favorite song was, and, you know, most songwriters don't have a favorite song. They're all different colors of children, you know? And, here's her favorite song. She doesn't have roots, she has wings. Do my best to give her the finer things. And my old guitar ain't no diamond ring. And she sees gold in every song I sing. So when I hit the stage, she says I've got what it takes to get us out of this broken place. She's out in the crowd singing along. Together we sing her favorite song. La di da di da di da di da 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 di da. La di da di da di da di da 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 di da. Likes the way I look in my torn up jeans, broken scuffed up boots, the smell of gasoline. And when I get mad, the way my eyes turn green, well, she just smiles, takes my hands, says, listen. Now we're singing that la di da di da di da di da 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 di da la di da di da di da di da 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 di da. Well, she stuck by me through thick and thin. And she tells me that she'd do it all again. Yet I'm still on the stage. I've done what it takes. got us out of that broken place. She's still right there singing along, but now the whole world sings her favorite song. Singing la di da di da di da di da 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 di da la di da di da di da di da 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 di da la di da da. Here's a few more of her favorite songs. My friend, we could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. Then, if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. Yes, I would but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous when I'm through with you. Now there's a plane flying out of here tonight with an empty first class seat. I finally got all my priorities in line, and I'm right where I need to be. We were singing that la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da. Fun. I blame it on my ADD. This song sounds like this song, and this song could go into that song, and that song sounds like this, and we could do that.
It's kind of like driving down the road and pushing the button for the change the channel.
Yeah, just skipping along like, oh, that sounded like it went together.
Remember those good old days when you could just push the button and go to the next station and not have to hit the search button?
Well, nowadays, if you program it, I digress.
You push one.
I liked it when you could push the button.
For Texas Radio 1. It's on 1.
It's right.
Dadgum straight.
Yeah, Texas Radio 1's on the first button.
That's right.
It's the way it should be.
Called it is, Texas
that's
Radio
how it is in Jackson.
It right. is in my van. That's
there you
right.
go.
What other songs do I know? This lovely lady here, she bought a shirt for her son. She said he would really enjoy it, and I got to thinking. I was like, man, I should do the song that I wrote for my son. And in true dad fashion, it's all about me. It's called The Toughest Thing. Cattle, and I've bared down on beasts and bulls, been beat down and banged up, my brains are rattled. I've broken more than hearts and the rules. Yet of all the crazy cowboy things I've done, and of the troubles along the highways that I've run, had my share of hard times, it's true. Yet the toughest thing I ever did was leaving you. From the skies I had a bird's eye view of battle as the missiles tore those men limb from limb. And when my plane finally touched down in Seattle, I thanked God I won't be going back again. Yet of all the crazy cowboy things I've done, and of the troubles along the highways that I've run, I've had my share of hard times, it's true. Yet the toughest thing I ever did was leaving you. And I can still hear the screen door slam as I walk away. In the rearview mirror, I see your face. I said, of all the crazy cowboy things I've done, and of the troubles along the highways that I've run, I've had my share of hard times, it's true. Toughest thing I ever did. I said the toughest thing I ever did. Yeah, the toughest thing I ever did was leave.
You need a tissue over there. You're sniffling.
don't look.
I guess I should follow up with something happy, or we could just get a lot sadder. You know, we could get real sad real quick. I promise.
They got to listen to us over here. I don't think they need to get any sadder.
Let's go sadder. Let's do it.
Come on.
Let's do sweet. Let's do something sweet.
Sweet and sad?
Why not? You got them all in touch with their feels now. Let them go.
We're out here in East Texas. So I was sitting at my buddy Jody's house as we were getting ready to record this record. And I looked up for my guitar. And I was like, hey, buddy, you want to write a song? He's eating ramen noodles. And he's like, sure, what do you want to write about? And I said, do you love your mom? And he, dropped his spork instantly. He's like, I love the shit out of my mom. I said, cool, we're on the same page then. And so we sat down and we wrote this tune. And before we released it, it was one of the few songs that we released right before the Going Places album. It's kind of a lead off. I reached out to social media and... it was a song for a bunch of mama's boys like us. So I reached out. I was like, hey, fellas, send me pictures, underneath of you and your mom together and stuff like that. And it was like crickets. Like nobody replied to it whatsoever. So I had to reframe my thinking. I was like, hey, moms, send me pictures of you and your boys together. And it just blew up. all the moms were like, yeah, I'll send you pictures of me and my boy together. I was like, yeah, see, that's how it works. So I ended up, I took all of those pictures that were uploaded, and I had them all printed out, and then we went up to my mom's family place up here in Old Waverly, and I took all those pictures, and I tacked them to all the trees and stuff through there, and I ended up making a fun little music video of me sitting on my grandparents' grave up there, and, incorporating all those pictures and stuff, and... All for this song. We released it on Mother's Day of 2023, and that's coming up, boys. So it's just around the corner. Get your pre-order your flowers and candy and whatever. If your mother's still around, we wrote this and then released it, and sadly, Jody's mother passed on. So not soon after, and one of the late night texts I got from him was, you know, thank you so much for doing that for me and for her, and I'm glad we were able to do something for her while she was still alive. So I not only dedicate this one to my mother, but hers as well, and all the mamas and mama's boys alike. His friends have never seen him cry. All the skin, knees, and fist fights, not a tear left his eye. But when it's just her, that's a whole different saga. 'Cause he'll cry for mama. She's the rock on the end of the phone, any day or night. She's the tattoo on his left arm and why he tries to do right. Yeah, no matter where he roams, he can always call home. And he'll cry for mama. Thought that girl would be his one and only. Then she left him behind and acted so coldly. He'd get mad and break glass, but he won't cry for that drama. But he'll cry for mama. And she's the rock on the end of the phone, any day or night. Yeah, she's the tattoo on his left arm and why he tries to do right. Yeah, no matter where he roams, he can always call home. And he'll cry for mama. She gave, he'll stand strong like a soldier, straight out of Sparta. And he'll cry for mama. And he'll cry for mama. From now until the day that he dies, he'll look towards the sky. There's a prayer in every tear that falls from his eyes. Yeah, he's all alone. The Lord's called her home. But he still cries for mama. He'll cry for mama. Thank you, thank you.
Good stuff, Jack. Good stuff.
Sad.
It is sad. Okay. It makes me want to cry. Makes me want to cry.
And that is also on the Going Places
It
album.
Is. Track yes. two.
That's it. So another reason why you should get the album Going Places that Jack has down here at the table.
It's available yeah. right now.
It's available right now.
Right now.
Or you can go to jacknelsonband.com.
Can't.
For all those listeners that aren't here.
On the World Wide Web, www.jacknelsonband.com. What do y'all want to hear? Y'all know my catalog as well as I do, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Not as well as you do. Not as well as you do.
Well, we all have to not play it. Play
how about No Damn Sense?
Oh, yeah. My wife sang the harmonies on this song in the studio. It's the one she got to do. Because she wrote the harmony line for it when I was sitting there picking through it. She started doing some oohs and ahs in the background. I said, I like that. Let's put that on the record. So we brought her in and hooked her up to a fancy microphone. I always like to cue up the tip jar with this one, you know. Like for the bartenders especially. We got no damn sense, so give us some dollars. I got no damn sense, not a penny to my name. I'm a half-fool kind of guy. Yeah, I'm the clown up on the stage. Wouldn't beat a dead horse with that same old shtick. But I gotta get me a dollar and I gotta get it quick. Ain't making a living, I'm just living to make it. I'm booze, sweat, cigarettes, but no damn sense. Feel like a fish out of water that didn't get to keep the bait. I'd like to see the forest, but them trees get in my way. So go ahead and feed 5,000 meals out of me. 'Cause I'm just here wasting my breath and trying to breathe. Hey, man. I'm just living to make it. I'm booze, sweat, and cigarettes, but no damn sense. No damn sense. Stuck and slow and steady. Like the tortoise, not the hare. And if thoughts were pennies, I'd be a millionaire. Life's so intense, we might as well be camping. Yeah, we've surfed every couch. Out of New Orleans, they're making a living. That's the song about the musician's plight, you know. Just
I love that one. That's
rattling
a good one.
Words together. Hello, we going? Because I'm trying to pick my songs accordingly.
Man, you got about another 20 minutes?
Oh yeah, dang, we could get through a big chunk in that amount of time frame. Man. Dang, cool. Man, I spoke briefly earlier. We're doing this 10-year re-release of the Texas, not the Letterbuck album, and so off of that album, and I was astonished. Frankly, we had three number ones right off the rip. And so we're in the process of, as I'm re-releasing these on social media, like I'm dropping hints about what the next song's going to be and all that stuff. There's a new one coming. The current hint for the next song is going to be Memorial Day weekend. So that'll be another kind of somber song.
Yeah.
But it's been really cool. And recently we released what was the second number one out of the gate. And the name of the song is Texas Dance Halls. And back in the day, when we were doing 200 gigs a year with the band running all over the road and everything and all these old honky-tonks and stuff, we would play a drinking game with the crowd. And the way the drinking game works is at the end of this, or every time you hear a Texas dance hall that you recognize the name of, or part of the name throughout the entire song, you take a drink.
Yeah.
And if by the end of the song you finish your drink, then you win. And won a lot of stuff over the years. But I'll be most impressed if you can name the number, how many I put in this song. So if y'all want to play along, feel free to play this drinking game. I'll do the first one with you. I say ye, y'all say how ye.
Oh.
How, drink them down, y'all. Like I said, the first word is one. Here we go. Buster, I was feeling just a bit nutty when I lost my lugness last week. I caught up my buddy Harry, nearly wound up in Bonita Creek. We fixed that broken spoke, got a little green in Greenhall. I found my brother out in Albert, Texas, then we headed down to Lugenbach. Walked the floor at Tante's Country Store, got a show at Shredder Hall. Headed up north to Old Fort Worth to Do-Si-Do at Billy Bob's. It's where country music's playing all night, Tuesday evening. The moonlight, it's in love and fall with them Texas dance halls. Yeah, I'm talking about Texas dance halls. Lord knows I love them, let's save them all. You just pretty much had to chug your beer through that whole first verse. I don't know if y'all really paying that attention. Let's slow down a little bit in the second one, space them out a little bit here. Well, I got to hang my hat up at the old Copeland Inn. Found me a Kendalia Rose, I don't know if I'll ever see her again. And Blanco's got twin sisters just north of Van Alton. Almost 150 years, but Green's still the oldest of them all. It's where country music's playing all night, Tuesday evening. The moonlight, it's in love and fall with them Texas dance halls. Talking about Texas dance halls. Lord knows I love them, let's save them all. Well, I know I've left some out, but let me tell you about my hometown. There's a Jolly Fox and Shenanigans, but we're partying at the Brand again. Here's to those Texas dance halls. Lord knows I love them, let's save them all. What's funny about all these places, man, is I never really thought much of them while I was growing up. See, they were just place to go hang out, watch dad do his thing, or, you know, just picking and grinning with his fans, and, you know, just go see other people play music. And so I was just always just running around all over the place, and well, here I am. So don't ask me, Jack, why do you drink, get drunk? Why do you roll smoke, get high? Why must you live out that you wrote. That's why. Stop and think it over before you find yourself in my unique position. Cause if I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a what? Tradition down at those Texas dance halls. Lord knows I love them less. Save them both. All right, man. Thank you. Were you keeping count? Not.
I lost count.
You didn't finish your drink. You weren't keeping up at all.
Oh, man. I was laughing when you mentioned the Jolly Fox, though. And
oh, yeah, dude. It's still there. Still there. Still jolly. Man, hoot and a half. Good times. Yeah, I was sitting. I was going to school at Sam, sitting in my living room in the corner of 16 and 0, and yep. That house has got plowed over now. It's a giant parking garage in progress. Yep. And it's sad to see that place go, but at the same time, bittersweet. I was sitting on my couch in that living room, and this article came up about the history of all the Texas dance halls and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I've been there, been to that one.
Yeah.
Let's put it in a song. And there we go. Number one, number two.
Come on.
All right. I haven't released the other number ones yet off that record. So I'm almost afraid to play them because it's been about 10 years. How'd that one go? I don't know. But I will play I'll mix it up here a little bit. We, of course, doing all this traveling and stuff. Growing up, I was a big truck driving song fan, you know? Even like Garth's Papa Love Mama or Highway 40 Blues or stuff like that. But to me, growing up, the epitome of a truck driving song writer singer was C.W. McCall.
Oh my, like, yeah,
that
exactly.
Guy was just the cat's meow. Like Convoy, of course, hooks
yeah,
you in.
Great,
and then
great song.
When you start digging into his catalog, man, he's got some cool stuff.
Yeah, he does.
So when we were putting the Drasco record together, I sat down with a couple of songwriters who were from this area at the time. Michael Player, who I don't think he really plays out anymore, and Jared Starrett, who's moved up to the Dallas area. Jared and Michael had this song kind of in the works. It was about half written, and you know, they just weren't able to put it together. And I sat down one afternoon and I looked at it and I was like, it needs this. And I was like, well, I'm gonna give you guys the songwriting credit, obviously, but I'm gonna put it on my next record. And we ended up putting it on the Drasco EP. And I don't know if they know this or not, but I ended up sending it to C.W. McCall.
Oh, did you?
Before it ended up getting finalized, I was like, hey, here's the demo. I'd love it if you could come in and do some of your signature, you know, walkie-talkie talking parts on it.
Right.
I had to send him a postcard in order to get a hold of him. Like, I hand-wrote a postcard to Ouray, Colorado, where he lives in this little snow globe town at the time. And sadly, about the time that I got the response that he wasn't in good enough health to be able to do the studio stuff, that's when he passed on. But he at least got to hear it before he passed away. And so I always like to dedicate this one to him. This one's called Ride On.
Come on.
Hook up the trailer and say your goodbyes. Point your rig towards those western skies. A little in your pocket and even less in the tank. And every dime you earn, give to the bank. Yet you ride on, ride on. Even when you're tired as the day is long, you cowboy up and you ride. Yeah,
sure is funny, ain't that the way it goes? You pray you're doing right, but God only knows. Will it all be worth it, the blood, sweat, and tears? Or we wind up old and broken down beyond your years as you ride? As the day is long, you cowboy up and you ride on. You look in the eyes of your youngest child, you get the strength to gear up and go the extra mile as you ride on. Even when you're tired as the day is long, you cowboy up and you ride on. The highway is my home, the road is my 1020. It's the only way I know to make a little bit of money. I got the hammer down and that pedal on the floor. Gonna ride on until my final hand for you. Yeah, you ride on, ride on. Even when you're tired as the day is long, you cowboy up and you ride. Yeah, saddle up and say a prayer. Pull that hat down over your head, ride on. Thank you, thank you.
10-4, rubber ducky.
This is Big Ben, this here's the duck.
This is a rubber duck.
We're hunting for bear out on I-10.
Golly, man. Good stuff, man. Such a great song. Such a great legend. What a underappreciated legend. But, you know, he did his wonderful things for sure.
What year did
colorful
he
pass? Career. Gosh, I want to say it was like 21, 21? 22. Yeah. It was pretty recent. Sometime this decade. But
yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's been within the last 5 years for sure.
Well, for those of y'all that are wondering, this is MIA Live. We are Texas Radio One. We're out here at the Brand at 2111 Airport Road in the great city of Conroe, Texas, with our good buddy Jack Nelson.
Like those the of whiskey you who are wondering what MIA stands for.
Music,
idiots,
alcohol.
That's right.
A great combination.
Jack's providing the music tonight.
Yep. We are the idiots.
We're the idiots right here. We're
and the brand idiots, the supplies the alcohol.
And there the brand does supply the alcohol.
Stuck okay. In the middle with you.
Come on, Jack. You got time for a couple more, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Couple more. Perfect. We, been talking about this 10th anniversary re-release of this Letterbuck album. I'll do the title track for that. It was the first one we let out of the gate there. And the story behind it is I decided that, before I started playing music pretty regularly, right when I got out of the Navy, I thought riding bulls would be a good idea. So I entered into a rodeo at Sam Houston, the rodeo team was putting it on, I guess trying to find new people for their team, and I ended up winning, so that was cool. I should have stopped there.
Yeah.
But
probably, yes, probably so.
After a year of, not doing super well. And it turned out, riding bulls, one of the best decisions I ever made, was to stop doing that. But I got this song out of it. This is what I'd say. I'd say Letterbuck before they let me out of the gate, and boy, he would. As I've always been a wild one and crazy to the core, I've made my share of mistakes, and I'll probably make more. When I see trouble, I try to bottle it inside, but there's still a few things that unleash that wild side. Like a pink Browning sticker on a pickup truck, good Lord Almighty, if it's all jacked up, or a bull in the chutes with a slink strap on, that's the kind of fun I can't wait to get on. And maybe one day I'll run out of
luck. But until then, I'll just let her buck, let her buck. And every now and then there's a girl I see that might have a tiger in them tight-fitting jeans, a rhinestone belt with a bootstrap on. That's the kind of thing that gets me unwound, like a pink Browning sticker on a pickup truck. Good Lord Almighty, if it's all jacked up, or a bull in the chutes with his flank strap on, that's the kind of fun I can't wait to get on. And maybe one day I'll run out of luck, but until then I'll just let her buck, let her buck. Fever just a few years ago, and they offered me a ride in that rodeo. And now I can't wait to smell that rosin burn. Guys like me just never learned that a pink Browning sticker on the back of her truck makes you break your heart and get you all jacked up. Or a bull in the chutes with a sling strap on, it's bound to have it kneeling before the throne. And maybe one day I run out of luck, but until then I'll just let her buck. With whiskey on the rocks in my solo cup, get you feeling frisky, get you all jacked up. Burning down the highway with the red light on, we'll take it off-road and get all undone. Lay beneath the stars in the bed of my truck, with a little luck we'll just let her buck, let her buck. Oh, let's buck it up real good. Here we go. Or jack it up, however you want to do it.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, well, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joints are jumping every night when the sun goes down. There's our whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot, scoot, and boogie.
Got a good job, but work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down the highway to the hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot scootin' boogie. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man and I can't seem to stop. Love to give a girl's world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? And one fool on a stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. And one fool on a stool, and on his stool sits this fool me. And no, so boldly you'll control me, bend me till I'm free. The pain that breaks me finally makes me get up on my knees. Yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't take long. You'll be the one who's down when your turn to hurt comes around. Maybe I'll break hearts and be as fast as you. Yeah, heel, toe, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, boo-scoo. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Get down, go to town, turn around, boo-scoo and boogie. Had a pink Browning sticker on the back of her truck. Good Lord Almighty, it's all jacked up. And like a bull in the chutes with its sling strap on, she's the kind of fun I can't wait to get on. And maybe one day I'll run out of luck, but until then we'll just let her buck, let her buck. Let her buck, bit of buzz.
That's a bucking good song right there. It's all bucked up.
Dang, that's a good bucking song.
Buck, yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right there, buddy.
It's fun. Honky tonking.
I like it.
Now, that's the kind of mashup I like to hear.
Yeah, that's a mashup worth listening to.
I like that.
If you
want
to mash up a bunch of songs together, that's a
good
way to
do it.
Come
on. That's what I'm screaming.
That's my favorite kind of tree right there. Country.
Your favorite kind of tree is country.
That's right. That's right.
I like it. And I hadn't heard that one yet.
In my 20s, I hit every branch on the way down, that's for sure. Here's one for the road.
All right, one for the road, folks.
Do it, Jack. Come on. He grabs his guitar as he's heading towards the door. Play to a place where they're always wanting more. Singing, here I go. Running down the road. Sings the songs and then they turn on all the lights. They send him off into the night. Saying, here I go, running down the road. Singing, road, runner, hit that westward road towards the Absarokas and the Yellowstone. In Idaho, I will be waiting for you, for I'm a road runner. Packs a bag by the early dawn's light. She's packed heavy. No, she ain't packing light. Singing, here I go, running down the road. She says, I'll out pushing that pedal to the floor. I got my rig. I don't need nothing more. So here I go, running down the road. Singing, road, runner, hit that westward road towards the Absarokas and the Yellowstone. In Idaho, I will be waiting for you, for I'm a roadrunner too. They met upon the highway in a lonesome winter snow. In an avalanche they nested in Idaho. Asked a few roadrunners of their own, then sent them down the road. Singing, road, runner, head that westward road from the Absarokas and from Yellowstone. In Idaho, I will be waiting for you, for I'm a roadrunner too. Yes, I'm a roadrunner too. Yeah, road, runner, hit that westward road from the Absarokas home to Yellowstone. In Idaho, I will be waiting for you, for I'm a roadrunner too. Yes, I'm a roadrunner too. Yes, I'm a roadrunner. God bless you next trip, and in case no one else does, Jesus loves you.
Jack Nelson, y'all.
That's
go
right,
to jacknelsonband.com.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, and pick up all his music. He's on Facebook, Spotify, Amazon.
iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, anywhere else. You stream music these days.
Come on.
On the YouTube.
YouTubing.
Yeah, when you're YouTubing, do.
Nala's here.
I know. Not here. What? Bug, how's that you say it?
Like the whiskey and the willy.
Like, share, what?
It's like, share, follow.
Like, share, follow.
Like, share,
go to Facebook. Like, thing. Share, follow. Jack Nelson.
Just remember that every time you pull anything up, text Radio 1 or Jack Nelson. Like, share, follow.
Like, share, follow.
Like, share, follow.
Jack, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all for
it,
having me. This has been fun.
Every time we get to hang out with you, it's awesome, man. Good stuff. We're looking forward to the new stuff that's coming out soon.
Me hopefully. Too. Looking forward to recording it.
He's like, I can't wait to see her.
Can't wait to hear it myself. So y'all do it. Go to jacknelsonband.com and check out his music. Go to Facebook, Spotify, Instagram.
All of them.
Are you on Radio One? Are you on OnlyFans as well, like everybody else says they are?
Only Vans.
With Bree Bagwell.
I need to be, man. She keeps avoiding. She won't text me back about that one.
She's so good.
Anything else?
Yeah. All right, so go out and check Jack Nelson, y'all. You need to do it. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Thank you, Jack, for being here. You're listening to Texas Radio One. We're out here at the Brand. This is MIA Live. Like I said, we're here at the Brand at 2111 Airport Road. We're out here every Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I
didn't know if you were going to stop long enough for me to say anything else. Because we are MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, live at the Brand.
Yes.
Jack Nelson just finished up, so if you're just getting here, you missed it.
You missed it.
But you're free to find him on the intranet.
But he does have merch down here, y'all. He's got CDs. He's got vinyl. He may even have a cassette.
T-shirts.
Do you have 8 tracks, Jack?
You have 8 tracks. Yeah.
Next year.
For the
next year.
You never know. There may be somebody in a big old Cadillac with longhorns on the hood that needs an 8 track. You never know.
All that.
He's got T-shirts down here. So y'all come check it out.
All right, so no one here or there that is listening in the World Wide Web of Texas Radio 1 Internet World won the Redneck Rewind.
Nope, so it's going to go for another week.
Going for another week, folks. This is one of the longest.
This is going well. No, we had one
Redneck Rewind events.
We had one that went 4 weeks. Next week will be 3. Yeah. This will be 3
weeks
next week.
The third one of this.
Third week next week.
Yes.
My bad.
So, I thought this one was the easiest one that we've done.
Well, I finally guessed it, but
oh, you did tonight. Yeah, you go. Hey, yeah. Isn't that so? I said, yes, it is actually.
Well, I actually listened this time. I actually had the opportunity to listen.
So you're saying that they're not listening? If they didn't figure it out, that's because they're not listening.
Yeah, that's got to be it. If they're not listening, they're not figuring it out.
Music, idiots, alcohol.